This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Arguably, the funniest current cast member on Saturday Night Live is Taryn Killam, who most recently nailed it as British singer Sam Smith. Taryn's got a new comic book out, and he's really happy about it.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I'm going to wait till the end to pay you a compliment, because I don't want you to get a big head while we're doing this.
Fair enough. I should earn it.
So this new comic book, well, first of all, what possessed you to come up with a new comic book when, you know, Marvel rules the world?
I know. Well, it's also a very exciting time in the world of comics. As a fan, I've been a fan of comic books most of my life. You know, it feels like everything that's in the mainstream that's successful now, be it a movie franchise, a television series, started out in comic form. And I think the reason for that is just because it's some of the best storytelling available, even though, you know, it's what some would consider a niche format. But it's been a dream of mine my whole life. I've always wanted to write a comic book. And being on SNL presented an opportunity to kind of make that happen. So I seized it.
So what is The Illegitimates all about?
The Illegitimates is about the world's greatest super spy, Jack Steele, who also happens to be the world's greatest womanizer. And he's killed in action as he gets on in years. And his replacement, unbeknownst to them, are five of the illegitimate children that he's had with femme fatales, female agents, different conquests through his adventures.
Oh, wow. That sounds very interesting.
It's pretty fun, yeah.
When you dreamed of making a comic book, you're not an artist, so you had to match up with somebody who could draw, right?
Correct, yeah. So I reached out to my buddy Mike Marks, who works at DC, and said, do you know any artists that I could get in my price range? And he connected me to Kevin Sharp, who should be out of my price range, but fortunately for me is not. And he's just done a phenomenal job with this series.
I think the artists are what carry the day in most comic books, at least initially, and then the storyline and the plot and the writing, of course, have to be good, too.
You're exactly right.
Now, will there be,
we got a good one.
If this is a big, big hit, will there be a second edition, volume two?
Absolutely, yeah. That's my intention. I'll write it for as long as people will read it.
How would you manage to work this into an SNL skit so that you could get some publicity? I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, exactly. Fortunately, we live in an era of social media. So even though it's not necessarily on the show, I'm definitely calling in all favors from the cast to tweet about it and spread the word that it's available. Issue one, you can get it at comic book shops, or you can download it from comixology.com.
That is so cool. You know, I just wrote a little book myself, the first time I've ever done that. And it's just,
awesome.
you can't believe it's happening until you know, you're holding it in your hands and you cannot believe that it's really in your hands in a solid form. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Once it becomes tangible, it's the best feeling.
Well, good for you. That's really exciting. As I said, I can talk about it firsthand because
thanks,
having just published something, it's so, I mean, even if nobody really likes it, it's still fun, right?
It's a huge accomplishment. Yeah. No matter what the outcome. Issue one, I'm very proud of, but I sincerely feel that each issue gets better and better. So I'm just excited for readers to have the opportunity to kind of get on board and go along on this ride with us.
Now, all you need is a phone call or an email or something from Stan Lee, and that'll make your day.
Oh my God! Yeah, good night. That's it.
That would be it, right?
That's it. What else do you need, honestly?
Yeah. So now I just have to ask you just a quick SNL question. You know, you've been on for four seasons. I was going to say at the beginning of the interview, but I didn't want to give you a big head. Of all the people that have been on the last 4 years, our entire family agrees you are the funniest.
Oh, that's a crazy, generous compliment. Thank you so much.
No, you really are. You're hysterical.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Well, and it's sincere, believe me. And when I told my kids I was interviewing you, they're like, oh, my God, Dad. Don't blow it.
No, cool. No, thanks. Well, so far, so good. No, and you teasing that compliment has such good interview strategy.
Right. I want to get you on my side, but I didn't want you to, you know, play up to me. So,
you didn't want to be cheap. Yeah.
Exactly. What has been your favorite SNL moment to this point? Favorite character or favorite bit? What have you gotten the most reaction to?
Sure. The pinnacle for me happened just a couple weeks ago. Paul Rudd was hosting, and the Anchorman guys came by, and I got to be in a Bill Brasky sketch insane for me. It was insane. It was just, you know, that's a sketch that I remember vividly sitting on my couch at home in my childhood home watching that on TV. So to be there next to those guys performing it was insane. It was the best. It was the best. And there's, you know, there's a handful of those moments every week, and the job can be stressful and it can be, you know, deflating for sure, but it's a dream come true. It really, really is.
And where are you from originally?
I'm a Southern California guy.
So have you gotten used to all this snow and winter weather in New York?
Yeah, I go to sunny California, soak in the sun, and I come back and I go, ooh, snow! And all my coworkers are like, then you take it with you.
Right. You go out and shovel.
Exactly right.
With Taryn Killam of Saturday Night Live, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever noticed that mothers of boys treat their kids differently than mothers of girls? Well, they do. It's a subtle prejudice, and here's the developmental science of it. Social psychologists suggest that you visit any playground, and you'll notice that mothers of daughters express more worry about their little girls' playtime behavior. They repeatedly warn them to be careful and tell them to stop their behaviors far more often than mothers of boys. In contrast, mothers of boys typically encourage their little boys to swing higher and offer encouragement for their athletic prowess. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's the old sugar and spice versus snails and puppy dog tails mentality. So if you treat your kids differently, stop it. Caution and encouragement are appropriate for both genders. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever given up on a New Year's resolution because you were so disappointed that you broke it?
Tech startup and Buffer co-founder Joel Gascon has a formula for success.
First, start so small you can't fail.
Second, work on the small habit until it becomes a ritual.
Third, make a very small addition to the habit anchored to the existing ritual.
To form his exercise habit, Joel started with